The registry was enacted last year as part of the budget. It allows qualified domestic partners to be able to make end-of-life decisions, have hospital visitation rights, and it allows them to take family and medical leave to care for a seriously ill partner. Katie Bellinger, Executive Director of FAIR Wisconsin, says that she's concerned that the new Republican-led legislature and governor could take those benefits for same-sex couples away.
I think that Governor-elect Walker and Rebecca Clayfish have been very clear about how they feel about domestic partnerships and have talked about their intention to repeal that legislation. And so we're going to be working very hard to defend this important victory.
Governor-elect Scott Walker's office didn't respond to messages left seeking comment. However, he has said publicly that the budget deficit and job creation will be his top priorities. The state is currently defending the domestic partner registry against a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Family Action. Executive Director Julaine Appling says that despite the potential new avenue for legislative action, the lawsuit is still moving forward.
We have no plans at this time to change our approach on the domestic partnership registry. We are continuing with our lawsuit, and at this point, that's our decision.
FAIR Wisconsin's Bellinger says that their attorneys will shoulder the defense in the event that the state decides to no longer defend the registry. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.